Grunerbaum, any questions on the motion? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron?
Yes.
Ms. Grunerbaum?
Yes.
Ms. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now back in regular session. Now's the time for public hearings. We have two today. Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. I will read the rules of procedure for our zoning hearings at this time. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County, in its zoning and land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender, identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the commission hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record, along with any exhibits introduced at the commission hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak and are present in the chambers, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to the county clerk and it will be made part of the record. If you participate telephonically, please state your name and address before you give your statement. When you speak, please turn off any electronics and make sure there is no background noise or discussions. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. If testimony is repetitive, then you may be asked to move on to another point or topic. Remember, it is the quality of the testimony that is persuasive, not the quantity. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the commission has not issued its recommendation report at the time of the council hearing, council will defer action on the application in those cases. In those cases only, council shall accept and consider written comments from the public on the commission's recommendations to the council for a period of 5 calendar days following the commission's issuance of its recommendations. This does not preclude the council from requesting additional information as otherwise permitted. Furthermore, once the record is closed, the council, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, text, or engage in any conversations about the application. Their decision will be made only based on the record established at both the council and commission hearings. And Mr. President, today the first hearing is conditional use number 2531. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an automotive repair business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 0.3 acres more or less. The property is lying on the east side of Marshall Street, which is Sussex County Route 225, approximately 0.5 miles south of Elks Lodge Road, which is Sussex County Route 211. The 911 address is 6967 Marshall Street, Milford, and the tax parcel ID is District 330, map 11.17, parcel 30.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the applicant's boundary survey, we have a copy of the staff analysis, we have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response, we have a copy of a letter received from County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and I would note that we have received zero comments. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of November 5th of this year. And at the meeting of November 19th of this year, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval of the application for the five reasons of approval and subject to the 14 recommended conditions of approval as outlined within the Commission's motion. And Mr. President, your paperless packet includes a copy of that motion along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings. Thank you.
Any questions from Council? If not, is the applicant here who would like to speak? Come forward, please. It's going to be very similar to the past hearing. Just explain what you would like to do.
Okay. Good afternoon. My name is Joshua Levis. I am the sole proprietor of JCL Performance, located at 6967 Marshall Street, Milford, Delaware, 19963. This is a small auto repair business. I graduated from Sussex Tech in 2008 before pursuing advanced automotive training at Universal Technical Institute. After graduating, I returned to Delaware, where I worked at several dealerships and aftermarket repair shops. I've owned my property for 9 years, and it is zoned AR-1. I built a three-bay pole building that was finished construction in 2019 to replace the original garage that was on site. In 2021, I formed my LLC and attained my business license. My license is current, and my business is in good standing. I applied for a conditional use permit as soon as I was made aware that one was required. There has been no official complaints to my knowledge. There is a large field directly behind the property, as well as several houses and businesses located on Marshall Street. My current hours of operation are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, primarily by appointment only. My customers drop off their vehicles for repairs and schedule to pick up upon completion. This has been the best way for me to provide my skills and service to the community. The record does show 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. for customers who drop off outside of regular hours. All repairs are performed indoors, and waste fluids are properly stored and disposed of. According to DLDOT survey, there would be no impact to local traffic. Furthermore, there would be no more than 5 customer vehicles on site at one time. Much of this has already been stated for record at my planning and zoning hearing on November 5th. I've reviewed the proposed conditions from the November 19th meeting and find them to be reasonable. I intend to comply with the proposed stipulations should my conditional use be approved. I've also contacted the Building Code Department regarding the certificate of occupancy for the commercial use and its requirements. Once I receive the information needed, I intend to schedule all relevant inspections to obtain one for my business. I've served my community with integrity and compassion for several years now and hope to continue providing my services with an approved conditional use. I welcome the opportunity for questions or clarification. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Are there any questions from Council?
I guess I was going to ask about the conditions, but you seem to have outlined them.
Like, yeah,
during your presentation went right through them.
Yep.
You must be a good neighbor already, because in a hearing for something like this, zero comments, and there's nobody in the audience.
Yeah.
I was gonna say I usually work on most of my surrounding neighbors' vehicles so far.
Okay.
So
it's basically oil changes and service.
And I was gonna say I do a little bit of the bigger stuff, but most of the time, you know, nothing more than 3 or 4 days of, you know, like example, I just did a big repair that did take 3 or 4 days, but that vehicle stayed inside, you know, the whole time until completion. I usually do not take any type of bigger extended periods of time type, you know, projects, because I know that, you know, that type of vehicle could stay outside, you know, someone could see that. So I try not to do that type of work.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Okay. Any other questions? If not, you can have a seat. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening online that would like to opine?
At this time, there is no one on the line.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
If it's okay with council, we'll close the public hearing, close the public record. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an automotive repair business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 0.3 acres more or less for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 5 with conditions 6A through N. Yeah,
pleasure of council.
Motion to approve.
Motion, Mrs. McCarron.
Second.
Second, Ms. Grunebaum. Any questions on the motion? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Based upon the testimony heard today and the recommendation of planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Ms. Grunebaum.
Based on the testimony heard today and the planning and zoning's reasoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Riley.
I also vote yes based on planning and zoning's recommendation and the testimony heard today.
I also agree with planning and zoning's recommendations and conditions. I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay. The next matter, Mr. President, is conditional use number 2562. Mr. Wayhouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for multifamily dwellings, 3 units, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 2.18 acres more or less. The property is lying on the north side of Central Avenue, which is Sussex County Route 84, approximately 0.2 miles south of Beaver Dam Branch Road, which is Sussex County Route 368. The 911 address is 33476 Central Avenue, Frankfurt, and the tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 16, Parcel 35.02. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the applicant's conditional use site plan. We have a copy of the applicant's boundary survey. We have a copy of the DELDOT service level evaluation response letter. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the staff analysis report, and I would note that we have received 0 comments. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission and its meeting of November 5th of this year. And at the meeting of November 19th of this year, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval of the application for the 7 reasons stated and subject to the 7 recommended conditions of approval as outlined within the motion. And Mr. President, a copy of that motion along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings is included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
Any questions, Council? If not, if the applicant would come forward, please. And you just saw how easy that was.
I am the owner of.
I need your name and address, please.
And hit your button, please.
Oh, yes.
That was stolen from the last time. Okay, I'm sorry. Hello. I am the owner. My name is John Attition. I am the owner of 33476 Central Ave in Frankfort, Delaware. I purchased the property back in October of last year with the intent to have short-term rental there. And that's what I've been doing since. Upon starting that process, I did look into the variances to make sure that everything was legitimate in relation to the rentals of the facilities. And I did find that we have 2 units on there. There's a main house that is essentially 2,500 square feet for bedrooms. And then there is also an accessory dwelling unit, which has 2 floors. The first floor is 2 bedrooms, roughly 800 square feet with a cooking facility, cooking area. And there's also a second floor, which has 1 bedroom and a cooking area as well. The variance is only good for 800 square feet and 1 cooking area. So we only rent the first floor at this point in time. This, what I'm looking for is to be able to rent the second floor of that particular property. So, in relation to the layout, it sits on just shy of 2.2 acres. As I mentioned, it's the main house and the accessory dwelling unit. There's been nothing modified from how I purchased the property back in October of last year. It has ample parking. It is really just turnkey and ready to go from that perspective. So again, just looking to get the conditional use acceptance in order to be able to rent all 3 facilities.
So you're not changing anything?
I'm changing nothing. It's as I purchased it, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, any questions from council? If not, if you want to have a seat.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here today like to speak in favor? Don't see any. Anyone in favor? Seeing none. Is there anyone here in opposition? No one's here in opposition. Operator, can you check, see if there's anyone listening remotely who would like to opine?
At this time, there is no one on the line.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing. If council desires, close public record.
Okay, the council will close the public hearing, close the public record. Okay, Mr. Moore, thank you.
Thank you. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for multifamily dwellings, three units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 2.18 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 7 with conditions 8A through G.
Okay, pleasure of council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Ms. Grunenbaum. Any questions on the motion? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron?
Based upon testimony heard today and the recommendation of planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Ms. Grunenbaum?
Based on the recommendations of planning and zoning and the testimony today, I vote yes.
Mr. Riley?
Again, based on planning and zoning's recommendations and testimony today, I vote yes.
I agree with planning and zoning's recommendations. I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you. Okay, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley?
Second.
Second, Mr. McCarron. Any questions on the motion? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron?
Yes.
Ms. Grunenbaum?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. We are now adjourned. Thank you, everyone.